It gives the kid security.
Now, Mr. Mayor, you've written a children's book. Governor Cuomo has written a children's book. Was it the requirement of everybody in the 1977 campaign to write a children's book?
Well, there were seven candidates. I don't think Bella Abzug wrote one.
Touché. The Koch Papers, My Fight Against Anti-Semitism, deals with a number of topics, articles through the years that you have written, some that we've known about and some not. And the first 60 or so pages deal with anti-Semitism in New York City, and specifically anti-Semitism in the black community. And many of the articles are from the 80s and early 90s. As we fast forward 20 years ahead to today, where do you think that issue is now as compared to where it was?
It's all changed. It's really incredibly changed. In those earlier days, the McGovern days, there was enormous anti-Semitism in the black leadership. And they talk about it today, about the period when whites and more than 50% of the whites involved in the civil rights were Jews, is the figure that I commonly hear. And they, the black leadership, decided to expel those white leaders who had been there for whatever reasons, good, bad, indifferent. And there was this animosity. Why would they expel us? I mean, we were there. Mm-hmm. And the anger, you know, on the part of whites, as well as the different form of anger on the part of blacks, enormous anti-Semitism. And that ultimately was reached its zenith in 1991 in the Crown Heights situation, mm-hmm. which really turned this town upside down. But it's altogether changed. And there is not that animosity. And of course, we're all better for that.
There's one piece of one of the articles that you wrote about black Jewish relations. It's called Black Jewish Relations Looking Ahead, written in January 2007. And I just want to read one paragraph from it, which I found very compelling. Former Assemblyman and Bronx County Leader Roberto Ramirez has said to me on several occasions that I endeared myself to him because of a remark I once made to him. That remark was, quote, "If I were born black and had suffered the discrimination which, while undoubtedly less today, still exists in the United States, and I am not referring to slavery, which was the absolute worst of inhumane treatment in human affairs, I would have become a revolutionary or at least a communist, and if I had lived during slavery, I would have been a bomb thrower."
Well, I think that's true. Mm-hmm. I hope it's true. I hope I would have had the courage to do that. I mean, you cannot sit back if you're young and intelligent and see your people, whether they're Jews or whether they're blacks, or whether in earlier days they were Catholic. Mm-hmm. And the subjects of discrimination and not do something about it. And of course, the discrimination that was directed at blacks was the absolute worst. There is nothing that can be compared to it.
One part of the book which I found really interesting is an episode which people remember, but the specifics of it might fade a bit because we are going on 20 or so years now, and that's the whole James Baker saga. Well, for those people who are here or maybe a bit younger,
sure,
can you recount how what happened?
I will tell them. I was at an event, and in came Jack Kemp, who was then the housing secretary, and he was very excited. And we gathered around him, and he said, "I have to tell you this." He said, "I just attended a meeting of cabinet secretaries, and Jim Baker, who was then probably Secretary of the Treasury, had a number, or Secretary of State,